This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet ﷺ came to the city of Medina, he began to survey the marketplace where people were buying and selling in the city of Medina. And he found as he went through the marketplace that cheating and lying was widespread across it completely. And they were engaged in things like selling things that were unknown, the quality of it wasn't known, or they would sell things that were defective while hiding its defects. So they sell it to you and they tell you it works, but then when you go home, you find out that it doesn't. These types of actions and practices were incredibly widespread throughout Medina. And one of the things that was also well known was how they would tamper with scales. So sometimes if you went to purchase something from someone, he would weigh it for you on the scale, but the scale was tampered with. The scale would show that it weighs, for instance, a kilogram, but it really only weighs 700 grams or 600 grams. So it weighs less than it appears. You pay for the full kilogram, but in reality, he's giving you a lot less than that. One person in particular, his name was Abu Juhayna, he was known to have two scales. So he would bring one scale if he was the one who was purchasing to make what he purchased appear lighter. And if he was the one selling, he made it appear heavier so that he would get more money or he would save more money. And all of these cheating and lying and unethical principles were so widespread. And because of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses.
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب.
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe unto those who defraud. Woe unto those who are lying and cheating and misrepresenting in the marketplace. Wail is a threat. It's a promise of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising punishment to people who act in this way, people who are engaged in unethical practices. Those who Allah azza wa jalla describes as, when they are the ones buying, they want their full measure. If they are purchasing something, they want their rights, right? They want the full kilogram. But when they are the ones selling, they try to manipulate and to tamper with the scales to make it appear light, to make it appear heavier than it is in reality. They want to rip off people, but when they purchase, they want their rights completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this example into the forefront and makes us think about it. But realize this imagery of cheating with the scale, it's only used as a matter of example. Because every other type of defrauding, every other type of manipulation and lying in the marketplace all falls into the meaning of وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, that woe unto those who are defrauding others. Allah is warning everyone who engages in every type of an unethical practice when it comes to dealing with other people. And it's not limited only to purchasing, buying and selling on the marketplace. Even the way we deal with people, sometimes we conceal things that are important. Let's say you know somebody is engaged in haram, has a haram lifestyle, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, is this person suitable for marriage? And so you hide, you know, this fact that he should know. You know, he should know this about this person if he's gonna let him marry his daughter. You conceal this, that's something that's wrong. You're defrauding the people. You're in a situation where you're giving false witness, in a situation where you should be open and transparent. Likewise, if you try to win over clients and get them to sign up and you present this picture of all these things you're capable of doing for them, when in reality you know that it's improbable for you to be able to do the things that you're telling them you might be able to do, that's also a type of defrauding, a type of concealing facts from people in a marketplace, from people in our interactions and dealings with them. But the imagery of the scale is something that's brought up in this surah. The imagery of the scale is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings before us. Why does Allah mention the scale and the defrauding of the scale and the tampering with the scale? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then turns your attention to what? To the Day of Judgment. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Do they not realize that they are going to be resurrected to a tremendous day? Do you not realize there's going to be a day of judgment when we will stand in front of Allah and there will be a scale on that day, and that scale will measure our good and our evil, and we can't tamper with that scale. We cannot put our finger on that. We cannot put our thumb on the scale on that day. On that day, our deeds, our good and our evil will be shown and will be in front of us for all to see. And subhanAllah, it's really powerful because you can make whatever law you want, whatever policies you want. People can always find loopholes in business. They can always find loopholes around the rules and the laws. But what makes people actually pause and consider and think about their actions is when they realize they will stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. And that's a day when their deeds will be presented in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will have to answer in front of their Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Do these people not realize that they shall be resurrected to a great day, the day they will stand in front of the Lord of the universe? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us on that day, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make our good outweigh our evil on that day.